Hey, it's your friend Mel Robbins, guest hosting for the week. Welcome to Radio Headspace and happy Thursday. We're focusing this week on motivation, and that means we got to talk about procrastination, because procrastination is killing your dreams, your progress, it's killing your confidence. And so first, I want to tell you the surprising reason why you procrastinate based on the research. Second, you and I are going to talk about mistakes that we're making related to procrastination. And finally, things you need to do to stop procrastinating. The reason why you procrastinate is going to blow your mind. Apparently, there is this researcher up in Canada who has been researching procrastination for more than 2 decades. Talk about a snooze fest, but thank God this researcher did. You want to know why? He figured out the reason why we procrastinate. And it's not what you think. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you lack willpower. It's not because you don't deserve the things that you want. And honestly, it's not even because you're scared. The reason why we procrastinate is because we are either stressed out or overwhelmed. And that means that your brain doesn't want to have to exert any energy at all. And I'm going to give you a very simple example. I got a really frustrated email from somebody. He was a PhD student, and he wrote to me, and he's like, Mel, you got to help me. My dissertation is due in a matter of months, and I am so screwed. I have been procrastinating on this dissertation for months. I don't know what is wrong with me. The only thing I care about is getting my PhD and launching into academia, and I cannot get myself to work on this. And so I asked him, I said, well, what's going on in your life other than the dissertation? And he went on to say, well, my mother got diagnosed with cancer. I'm struggling as a graduate student to pay my bills. And I get more and more and more stressed out the more I am procrastinating. Do you want to know why he is procrastinating? It has nothing to do with his dissertation. It has to do with the fact that all those other things going on are creating a profound level of stress. This is one of the reasons why, if you're fighting with your significant other, it's really hard to finish that report at work. If you are stressed out about something going on with your roommates, it's really hard for you to do anything but scroll on social media because you just want to catch a break from the stress that you're feeling in your life. And so the reason why this graduate student is not able to focus on the dissertation is because it takes a lot of mental energy to work on that, right? But here's the catch. It doesn't make any sense, does it? Because the more that you push off the dissertation, the more you're going to get stressed out about everything. And so this is one of those examples in life where I think intellectually this all makes sense, but somehow we can't cut through. The thing that will help in this situation is this three-step process. So let's say that our friend here, the dissertation student, he is supposed to be in the lab all afternoon working on the dissertation, and he's procrastinating. He's sitting on the couch. He's thinking about it. He doesn't feel motivated, right? So the first thing he's going to do, and the first thing you're going to do when you catch yourself procrastinating, is you're going to recognize it, and then you're going to name, what am I stressed out about? So you're sitting on the couch. Stop. Use my 5-second rule, which we talked about and you learned all about on Monday. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now ask yourself, what am I actually stressed about right now? And what the student found is that he was stressed about his bills and his mother and cancer. When you recognize it and you say it out loud, it loosens the subconscious psychological grip on you. Once you acknowledge that that's what you're stressed about, you're going to use the 5-second rule. And then you are going to take action and start doing the thing that you were avoiding for 1 minute. That's it. Now, here's where the research gets interesting. If we can simply get you started, the majority of people continue going. The problem isn't your ability to put your head down and focus. The problem is You are allowing the stress in life to roll in the background. But if we can get you to just start, the majority of the time, you, my friend, will keep going. And that is the singular research-backed way for you to use science to beat procrastination. All right, no more procrastinating. Now, tomorrow, it is my last day hosting Radio Headspace. We're going to talk about one of the most universal topics on the planet, and that's what to do when you feel stuck. And what I'm going to teach you will surprise you. So do not miss this. I'll see you tomorrow.